Gaga goes from king to emperor. It all starts on Sunday, 15 June, on Mzansi Magic at 8 p.m. on DSTV. Don't miss a moment of this epic drama. Get and stay connected to DSTV, your home of entertainment. And download the My DSTV app to watch or stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2. Events as and when they happen. Main news on Uther Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, governance activist challenges Con Court ruling on bill saving. Government releases 400 million kwacha for CDF. In international news, Ukraine warns hordes of U.S. weapons shipments will encourage Russia. In sports news, FIFA inducts new FAS executive. With the news in detail, my name is Betham Pandey. In local news, governance activist Isaac Mwanza has filed a petition at the Constitutional Court seeking to set aside its recent majority judgment on Bill 7 of 2025, arguing that the ruling failed to consider key legal provisions and cooperative precedents. Mwanza says the court overlooked best practices from Commonwealth jurisdictions, including the United States, South Africa, Ghana, and Malawi, where constitutional amendments may be initiated by the executive, legislators, or citizens and subjected to varied consultation processes. He is seeking a declaration that the majority decision erred by conflating the levels of public participation required for constitutional amendments in Article 79 with those needed for constitution making, and that it effectively bars any actor, be it a citizen, a lawmaker, minister, or the president, from proposing even minor amendments without wide consultations. Mwanza argues that this interpretation goes against the executive authority under Article 91(2) of the Constitution, which vests the power to determine consultation procedures in the executive and cabinet. He also indicates that the majority ruling violates the principle of legislative supremacy enshrined in Article 62(2), which reserves legislative authority exclusively for Parliament. Last Friday, a four-judge majority of the Con Court held that the state's initiation of Bill 7 without wide consultations contravened the spirit of Articles 1, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, 61, 90, 91, and 92, and found no evidence that the initial process met the requisite standards and ordered broad public participation precede any further steps. Economist Esther Banda says citizens should not anticipate immediate relief from the prevailing high cost of living despite Zambia's significant economic growth over the past 6 months. Banda says that the benefits of the country's economic expansion, including the kwacha appreciation, increased agricultural production, and reduced petroleum prices, are unlikely to translate into a reduction in the cost of living in the short term. She has explained that Zambians continue to grapple with escalating prices for essential goods and services, causing a disconnect between microeconomic performance and household budgets. Banda has urged citizens to be patient, stating that any significant easing of financial pressures on households is unlikely to materialize until next year. She is hopeful that government will take advantage of the positive economic strides to cushion inflation in the coming months to ensure that the economic gains benefit households and alleviate the financial pressures they are facing. Chartered accountant Emmanuel Mbambiko has raised concern over the growing financial strain on Copperbelt-based businesses due to unresolved legacy debts and the continued application of the withholding value-added tax VAT system. Mbambiko says the long-standing debts related to withheld taxes, particularly from mining companies, have continued to cripple the cash flow of local businesses, many of which are small and medium-sized enterprises that rely on timely payments for survival. He has further pointed to lack of communication between mining companies, Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, and the affected businesses, saying while taxes are still being demanded by ZRA, payments from the mines are delayed, placing undue pressure on local suppliers and contractors. He has questioned why ZRA has not yet advised government to abolish the withholding VAT system, given the negative impacts it continues to have on business operations. Despite the challenges, Mbambiko has acknowledged the positive outlook brought about by the revitalization of the mining sector, which he says has restored a sense of hope for economic recovery in the Copperbelt. Still in local news, the Zambia Police Service has confirmed that officers at Hoodlands Police Station in Lusaka today apprehended Faith Musonda, aged 41, and a resident of Chalala in Lusaka for disorderly conduct. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi states that on July 2, 2025, between 24:30 and 01 hours, the suspect, while driving a Toyota Fortuner bearing registration number BBA8874, went to the community house in New Kasama residential area. He explains that upon being approached by staff members, she allegedly conducted herself in a disruptive manner. Chilawi adds that police officers swiftly apprehended the suspect, who is currently detained in police custody. He further notes that she will be charged with idle and disorderly conduct, contrary to Section 178F, Chapter 87 of the Penal Code of the Laws of Zambia, and is expected to appear in court soon. Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala says the government will only lift the fishing suspension on the Kafue River once it is certain that both the water and fish are safe for consumption. Kapala says that the government remains cautious about both the short and long-term health effects of the recent pollution incident and will not risk public safety by prematurely lifting the ban. He says a consultant will be engaged to conduct a thorough assessment of the river's condition following the contamination caused by cyanometals, which discharged acidic effluent into the river earlier this year. Kapala said this in the National Assembly in response to Lufuvu Member of Parliament Wesley Kalola, who inquired about the reasons for the continued fishing ban. Finally, in local news, the Ministry of Finance and National Development has released 400 million kwacha for the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, across the country. Announcing the development in Lusaka this morning, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Administration, Gabriel Polen, disclosed that an additional 333 million kwacha has also been allocated for the Cash for Work program. Polen has since directed local authorities across the country to ensure they utilize the funds within 48 hours, saying a circular has already been released, urging the councils to use the funds within the shortest possible time. He explains that the 48-hour directive stems from concerns raised by the Ministry of Finance regarding utilized CDF funds.